The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
And welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. Thrilled to be with you. Much of the feedback I'm getting from you has to do with inflation. Here we are now, just quickly, in a short period of time, year and a half. All of a sudden, we go from deflation, no inflation being a potential crisis, to the highest inflation we've seen in this country in the past 30 years. This will be the most expensive Thanksgiving dinner and Thanksgiving holiday we've seen since 1990. Inflation under the current administration soars to the highest level since 1990s. That's the headline. I'm looking at newspapers from all different parts of the country, and it is just gripping many Americans just like you. And if you look at the numbers, it's alarming. Price of gasoline up an average 56%. Many states can't keep up with this increased prices. Look, California, for those of you who are listening there, you're almost at $5 a gallon. Price of steak and beef up 30%, eggs up 30%, bacon 27%. I'm just looking at stats in front of me. A pound of sugar up 13%, coffee up almost 7%, bananas, vegetables up 5%, milk up almost 10%. A simple hot dog up almost 20%. Projected inflation rate for 2022 is approaching 7%. It's a lot of pain, Americans living paycheck to paycheck, but we're going to talk about what it means to you and what it means to your wallet and some action steps that you can take in here. But the number one question I seem to be getting when it comes to inflation from many of you, is this temporary or transitory? I know the president was just out and saying, look, don't worry about inflation. It's transitory. It's all going to self-correct. But let's take a look back in time. And I happen to believe it is temporary, but what does that mean? Just because something's temporary doesn't mean it's not a problem. We hear about a market crash, and I can sit here all day long and tell you, oh, don't worry, it's just temporary. It doesn't make you feel any better while you're watching your money go down and down and down in a market crash. It's just temporary. But what does that mean? Look, we had hyperinflation back in the 70s and early 80s. And in the history books, you look back, that was temporary. But it inflicted a tremendous amount of pain on people just like you and me during that period of time. And lifestyles were changed. And I still remember my parents talking about Jimmy Carter saying, go buy a sweater if it's cold in your house. So you can feel flashbacks of that, many of you. Think about what you were doing now. Well, today you might have created wealth for yourself. I know back in those days, it was like paycheck to paycheck. You had people worried about losing their jobs. Very difficult times. Here we are today. All of a sudden, we have gripping inflation, increasing at the pace it was back in those days. But you have a different phenomenon going on here. And in this particular case, you got people who don't want to work. Here's the bottom line. Inflation, pure definition of inflation, too many dollars chasing too few goods. And yes, I believe it's transitory. Yes, I believe it's temporary. But until we get more goods that are easily able to be produced on the shelves, in the markets, so that consumers who have dollars to purchase can purchase at reasonable prices. The problem here is government spending. They're flooding the system with stimulus. And it's causing people to take time off, not feel the need to have to work. The supply chain is broken because we don't have enough people to support the supply chain. At some point, inflation will cause enough pain that the stimulus won't be enough to get the things you need versus the things you want. And more workers will come back on, and maybe this thing will correct itself, but there's a timeline to that. And it's a matter of how much pain can be had today before we go back to the supply chain being normalized. So I am still doubling down that we will not have a systemic problem with inflation long-term that gets away from us that we can't control. Here's what I'm keeping an eye on, and this is important to note. I'm keeping an eye on policy blunders. The Fed right now is standing up and saying, we're not going to raise rates. See, here's what happens during times of inflation. There's tools that can be used to help slop up too many dollars, absorb it up. When you have too many dollars chasing too few goods, one way to do that is the Fed raising interest rates. By raising interest rates, you make investment more expensive. You make the cost of goods and services go up, and therefore it tightens up the dollars that are chasing. It slows down the velocity. But here's where we are today. We have a Federal Reserve who says, wait a minute, the economy's too fragile right now. We need to leave rates low. We can't raise the rates right now. Because if we do, we run the risk of trying to muddle inflation, but then hurt the economy and send it into a recession. If the Fed decides it wants to now go in and raise rates because they feel pressure to have to do something, especially if the White House is saying, don't blame us, blame the Fed. They haven't done that yet, but if that happens and there's pressure and the Fed buckles, we're going to have a problem on our hands. What's the probability of that happening in my mind? 20%. They could blink. If I'm in a poker game, I'm betting it's not going to happen. Therefore, I'm betting that it's a supply chain issue. And when people feel more and more pain to their wallet and inflation accelerates beyond what their stimulus checks and what they're getting to not go to work, when they feel enough of that pain, they're going back to work. But the question is, what do you do now? If you've accumulated wealth and you're approaching retirement, near retirement, or in your retirement, there are things that you can do to position yourself right now to take advantage of the environment we're in. What are they? What are those action steps right now that you can take? Well, there's three areas of where your wealth can sit. And some of that wealth that you have ties to how you navigate your life. Paper assets, hard assets, and your tangible day-to-day assets. And here's what I mean by that. Paper assets, you have stocks, bonds, cash, the core of an investment portfolio. But there's also hard assets like real estate, art, precious metals that you might own, or maybe not. You might not think you do, but I tend to find 7 out of 10 individuals that we help at Cardasco Financial Network have some type of hard assets that they didn't buy because it was an investment. They just, over time, it's been accumulated. And the third, it's what I call tangible assets. It's the stuff that you own that you've accumulated over the years. Maybe an extra car, furniture, recreational stuff, exercise equipment, hobby stuff. And I bring that up because a lot of that stuff is in demand. We have more stuff in storage units in this country than all other countries. And it's our stuff. And I love to go to that stuff because as I do life and wealth planning and we at Cardasco get to be intimate with those that we help just like you, and many of you we do help, we have deep conversations about just stuff going on. Conversation with somebody the other day, it says, you know, I had this old car I always wanted to get to and fix up and never really got to it. And I figure out what to do with it. Well, now's the time to be selling that stuff. Hard assets like real estate. And I'm advising people, if you have investment properties you've been sitting on, now's the time to look to sell that. if you've been wanting to downsize or change locations. You want to go south to warmer weather. You might want to move closer to family that might be elsewhere. Think about making those moves now. When it comes to paper assets, stocks, bonds, cash, stock market tends to fuel on inflation. Stocks in certain industries can be a protection hedge against you in inflationary times. You kind of got to know where to go. And when it comes to your financial plan, your life and wealth plan, within it, there's usually an investment plan. It's a subsector of your larger plan. That investment plan, when it comes to putting your money to work in stocks, bonds, and cash, there are stocks and companies that position better in inflationary times. And they tend to be stocks of companies that make money during inflation. Energy, real estate, hard assets being the underlying core, as well as those companies that can pass along price increases to the public. Bonds and cash are where you have to pay attention in your paper asset space. Everybody's talking about, and I get a fair amount of emails from you at asksteve@cfnplan.com. What about TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities? It's a security, but it's like a bond. They're too expensive today. You position those before there's inflation because they go up. During inflationary times, you just get too expensive. It's not worth the trade-off to own those because if this is temporary and it ends sooner rather than later, you're going to get hurt in that space. But as you see, just as we're recording this podcast to you right now on inflation, the 10-year bond interest rate is moving up. I think it's a good time during this transitory or temporary inflationary environment that we're in. If you have to have bonds in your portfolio, remember, have to, because you're more defensive, not a bad time to start to be adding some money to that bond position. But be careful of where you're purchasing within the yield curve and type of bonds. We're staying shorter on our bond yield curve when we invest for portfolios that we structure, and we're diversifying uniquely in the bond space. It'll be a tough time for cash during inflation because the purchasing power of that cash goes down. So as you might be selling assets off, putting it in cash, you're going to feel the pain of wanting to put that cash to work. I don't know where we are in the timeline of this inflation cycle. We have another massive spending bill coming in. And again, the government spending is what's fueling a lot of this, the majority of it. But it will get to a point that either there's going to be enough pain inflicted in the households of those who are electing now not to work because they got stimmy coming in. And until that stimmy's not keeping up with the prices of what you need to live, we're not going to see people come back to the workforce. Or until the government says, we're not giving stimmy out, the subsidies are going to start to end. It will make people go back to work and get that supply chain back up and running. In the interim, I believe we have a temporary phenomenon going on. We don't know. It's like musical chairs when the music ends. But we're in it. I believe it'll fix itself over time. But there's things that you can be doing now to be positioning that you can do very, very, very well from. Some of it, you might need others. Like when it comes to paper assets, stocks, bonds, cash, it's very difficult to navigate this if you don't know the space of investments. For me, I live in it, thrive in it, spent almost 40 years playing in it and making my career. Thoroughly enjoy it and have confidence doing it. But many do not, and they want to hire somebody to do that. Hard assets, same way. In the process of accumulating wealth over 30, 40, 50 years and you're either in a retirement, into retirement, you've accumulated things, maybe inherited things, real estate, art, gold, jewelry, items that have gone up in value. And just because it's gone up in value and you look at the price of it doesn't mean you fall more in love with it. I need you to think back in time. Where were you 3 years ago prior to COVID? And what did you think about those things? If you knew the price of them today, back then, would you unload them? Would you reposition? Would you unwind? Would you take advantage of the opportunity to sell those? You need to ask yourself those questions. Then it comes to your own garage and the things under your own roof and the things you've accumulated over time. You know more about that stuff than I do. But as I talk to many of you about this inflationary time, we talk about all kinds of things, things that have been accumulated. Not the needs, but the wants in life. The RV, because you were going to travel around with the family that's been sitting there and you just don't use it much anymore. The Peloton that you bought almost 2 years ago because you were stuck inside and now you're not so sure you need it anymore. Huge demand for people's stuff because you can't go to the stores and get it. Secondary markets are thriving. Take advantage of those. It all matters to your wallet, and it all can position you for where life is going next for you. So there you have kind of three areas: paper assets, hard assets, and these the stuff under your roof, the tangible assets that you have that you've accumulated over time. There's another piece of the equation I want to tell you, and that's something that I think is very important when it comes to navigating your wealth. Many of you who are near retirement or in retirement, inflation's a scary time because you don't have as much control over generating income for yourself. One tool we use, we call it the Life and Wealth Builder. It shows your wealth and your life on one piece of paper. It's like a financial plan. And those of you that work with Cardasco Financial Network, you know this tool, and many of you really, really like it. But 3-4 years ago, our team started working on making that tool better. And one of the things that we did to make it better was to put an inflation function inside to show you that in times of inflation, what happens to your money. But more so, where you live during times of inflation, what is that current inflation rate? I bring it up because there was an interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal last week that showed the whole country, the United States. It was like a heat chart. And deep crimson color states were the hottest for inflation. And then it toned down in color to yellow, to cream, to shades of gray, to white, where there was less inflation or not as much inflation. The colors got lighter. And you'll notice in the middle of the United States, from the Rust Belt through the wheat belt, all the way down Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama to the Gulf. Extremely red, extremely hot on inflation. You move New York, Philly down to DC, a little bit lighter. You'd think it'd be more inflation there. You go out to California, much lighter, less inflation there. Direct correlation, it seemed, to ports. But the bottom line is what the Wall Street Journal was showing is that inflation's not fair. Inflation's not equal to everyone based on where you live. It's discriminatory. Some zip codes have higher inflation. Some zip codes have lower inflation. And depending on the zip code you're in is the pain you feel. As I mentioned earlier, gas is almost $5 in California, a gallon of gas. That doesn't mean that it's $4.55 in Austin, Texas. It might be $1, $1.50 cheaper. But the inflation rate in different zip codes matter. So what we did with our tool, Your Life, Your Wealth Builder, is we put a function in it where you put in your zip code and it grabs what prices are in that zip code, the inflation rate to you. We did that when inflation was not headline news. We did that 3 years ago and worked on that project at Cardasco Financial Network because we knew the day would come where there'd be inflation. And what was most important is that we need to show those that we help navigate their wealth so it can last throughout their life, the pressure on your wealth based on the zip code you live in and what your inflation rate is. Because one thing's interesting about inflation, it's one of those variables that we have the least amount of control on. So this tool has really helped us. And what's happening, this tool is showing people just like you what an increase in inflation means to your money over time. Because just like compounding interest is a powerful component, that if you play it right, that compounding of interest on your money helps you succeed when it comes to getting a return on your money. Well, guess what? Inflation has its own compounding effect. So as it's going up, it can compound against you. It can work against you. And that's important to note. So there are tools that you need to use to see the impact long term of what inflation means to your money. So it's important to have the conversation about inflation with your financial advisor or yourself. Be able to use tools that are powerful to show you what inflation does to your wealth over time, and know how you're going to play the new phenomenon of inflation in the short term, as well as a longer term problem with inflation. So planning is important. Many of you who work with Cardasco know what our Your Life, Your Wealth Builder looks like. Puts everything on one sheet of paper. If you don't work with Cardasco Financial Network and you're curious about what it is, you should check it out. It's a unique tool that's loved by many that can help you navigate your wealth and be able to see it come to life during changing times like we have now with inflation. We're keeping an eye on it. I'm looking out for a policy blunder. I'm hoping we don't get there. I'll be able to see it as it happens. Right now, the Fed wants to stay put. Right now, we got some fighting in Washington to try to keep the spending down. And we do have those on both sides of the aisle that want to muddle down the stimulus. And I do believe the White House is starting to feel the pain of this supply chain being broken, which is being directly caused by stimulus in the system. My gut's telling me we're going to come towards the end of that fairly soon. I'm Steve Cardasco. Thanks for being part of the Your Life, Your Wealth podcast. Always open to your topics. Just email me, asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com. I probably won't be back with you prior to Thanksgiving. Please have a wonderful Thanksgiving from me and my family to yours. And as you're sitting around the table, I'm sure the price of the food and the activity and the fun you're having will be a topic of discussion. And unfortunately, it'll be the most expensive Thanksgiving since 1990, according to the records. And depending on what zip code you're in, it might even be more painful for you than most, or maybe less. But the takeaway here is don't do nothing. There's always something to do to take advantage of an opportunity. I'm Steve Cardasco. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thanksgiving. Make it a great week.
If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cardasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com.